Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, the morning after the Republicans in the House of Representatives did something that has never been done before, which is to throw out a Speaker of the House based upon a move of one individual congressman. His name is Matt Gaetz. He right now is getting real threats about being thrown out of the Republican caucus. Now, I don't know if that makes any sense, frankly. However you feel about Matt Gaetz, the fact is that when the margin is so small, when the Republicans are just 5 seats away from a Democratic majority, you don't give up one of those seats, even temporarily. And I know Matt Gaetz is from a deep red district. It's one of those districts that has very little chance of the Democrats taking over. But there is a real problem if you're going to start expelling people. But they started expelling people yesterday with the Speaker. There now has been a new campaign for Speaker launched by Steve Scalise, who is the obvious choice, probably the best choice that the Republicans could make. He is an enormously good guy. He is reasonable. He's right in the middle of the party. He is a strong conservative. He makes a good case for conservative legislation and conservative values. And he's somebody who is not too deeply involved with the struggle for the presidency, even though he has a fine relationship with Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump would be happy with Steve Scalise, but he might be even happier with the main challenger to Steve Scalise, who is Jim Jordan of Ohio. We will find out where we go. The McCarthy, 15 votes, 15 different ballots in the House to get chosen Speaker of the House for a House speakership that lasted only 10 months. The entire thing is sad. Actually, one of the best comments about it came not from a member of the House, but from a member of the U.S. Senate, Senator John Kennedy, the folksy senator from Louisiana. The name of John Kennedy, this John Kennedy, no relation to the independent candidate for president now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This John Kennedy actually is one of those people in the U.S. Senate who is always good for a soundbite, and this is no exception. Here is what he said about the battle that has paralyzed the Republicans in the House of Representatives. Senator Kennedy.
I don't have a lot of advice for my House colleagues other than this. Follow your heart, but take your brain with you. The American people expect us to govern. And in order to govern, you have to have leadership. And you've got to stick with that leadership to give that leadership a chance. I'd also advise all of my House colleagues to be sure and take their meds.
Well, yes, that's correct, it seems to me. One of the discussions that has gotten a certain amount of attention is something that we mentioned on this show before the Congress even made its decision to get rid of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, which was the possibility of Donald Trump becoming the new Speaker. Now, there are all kinds of people who are just in love with that idea, because there's nothing the Democrats could do to stop it. The Republicans do have a majority. And if of the 222 Republicans in the House of Representatives, if all of them except for one or two or three say, yeah, Trump would be a good speaker, you don't have to be a member of the House to become Speaker of the House. And there was discussion about this extensively last night on the Sean Hannity show. And there actually was a piece in Forbes magazine about the possibility of Trump becoming speaker. And what happens then? Well, part of the things that happen then is Trump could take charge as speaker of the effort to impeach Joe Biden, and maybe at the same time impeach Kamala Harris. And then what happens? Then Speaker Donald Trump becomes president, because the Speaker is next in line. When people were talking about Donald Trump making a comeback, and there were a lot of MAGA loyalists who were talking about this, people are talking about Donald Trump making a comeback as president before November of 2024. What they were talking about is exactly this scenario, where the Republicans choose him as speaker. Now, of course, it's a ridiculous idea. And the one idea that's out of the box that nobody has come up with yet, I don't think. So you can say you heard it here first, right on the Michael Medved show. It seems to me a much better idea than putting Trump in charge as speaker. The idea that I've had is somebody with experience in the House of Representatives who's not currently a member. But there's a guy named Mike Pence, who has had extensive experience in Congress. He served six terms in the House. He was an enormously successful, very well-respected member of the House of Representatives. He also then served four full years as president of the Senate, because the vice president takes that job. He is in the midst of a presidential campaign right now, but so is Donald Trump. The difference is that Donald Trump is extremely likely to be the Republican nominee for president, which would kind of take his attention away from serving as Speaker of the House. And Mike Pence is also running for president, but he has not a great chance of actually winning the nomination. The Trump has said previously, this is from Forbes magazine, he has no interest in the gavel, meaning the speakership. But he didn't rule it out yesterday, telling reporters outside of his New York civil fraud trial. I mean, yeah, excuse me, let's put the fraud trial aside and the other trials aside for a moment and talk about taking over the House of Representatives. He's told reporters outside the New York civil fraud trial, quote, "A lot of people have been calling me about speaker. All I can say is we will do whatever is best for the country and other Republican Party and the people." However, political observers dismissed the idea, pointing out that Trump's schedule is jam-packed with his 2024 presidential campaign, civil fraud trial, and four criminal indictments. The indictments could prevent Trump from serving, according to GOP conference rules that state that any leadership member indicted for a felony that carries a sentence of at least 2 years shall step aside. That's the actual language. Trump has been charged with 91 criminal counts this year that carry a combined maximum sentence of more than 700 years in prison. We will be right back with coming up with John Yoo, legal scholar, about the fate of Trump's fraud trial. And what about that gag order? How is that going? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Does Matt Gaetz have a rock group? I mean, it's the kind of thing he would do. And, yeah, they could sing Burning Down the House. That's exactly what Matt Gaetz and his seven accomplices determined to do. And what's so outrageous about this is that the overwhelming majority of members of the House support and supported a Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. They didn't want to throw him out. They didn't want to create a situation where there's no Speaker and they have to go through this battle about selecting a Speaker all over again, and this while the clock is ticking down toward another government shutdown, which, what are we, 40 days away now? And weapons support is drying up for Ukraine at a crucial moment in the war. There are all kinds of trials and battles going on for leadership of both parties. There was a powerful piece today about why Joe Biden should withdraw as a candidate. Oh, really? He can say, well, at least all the Democrats were united, but what were they united for? Why do the Democrats really believe that is going to help the House of Representatives as an institution or help the country to get rid of Kevin McCarthy? And this right after he saved us from that debt ceiling crisis where we were going to default. He saved us from the government shutdown. He did these positive things that Democrats should welcome and actually made deals with them. But not a single Democrat, not one, would turn around and support McCarthy. If five of the Democrats, and that's five of 212, had been willing to do that, he'd still be Speaker. And we wouldn't have this mess right now. It's a peculiar situation. And right now, it's worth paying attention, or at least asking a question that constitutes our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the winner of the tweet of the day is actually President Trump, because he is making some sense. He has a lot of problems with the gag order that was issued yesterday, which is just an amazing story about him alleging that the court clerk in his fraud trial is actually the girlfriend of Chuck Schumer. They don't know each other, but that's okay. Trump says she's his girlfriend. This is why he's now erased that tweet. But the tweet that he put forward that actually makes some sense and earns him the tweet of the day distinction. And yes, I know it's not a tweet anymore. It's now an X, what is it, X-ray or an X offering. But it's on his, not that, it's on his own Truth Social medium. And he says this: why is it that Republicans are always fighting among themselves? Why aren't they fighting the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country? And again, the idea of fighting those who disagree with you is a good and solid idea. Is that why all the Democrats voted against Kevin McCarthy? Because they thought that by helping wreck the Republican Party and bringing chaos into the Republican Party, they were going to weaken the Republican Party and that would help them influence the House? Well, it doesn't work that way, because what's happening with this entire thing is that the House is being deflated as an institution. There's a powerful editorial that appeared this morning in the Wall Street Journal in reaction to the unprecedented removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. As they write in the journal, a band of eight Republicans succeeded in ousting Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker on Tuesday. and we trust they're happy. They now have the chaos they wanted, though it isn't clear what else they hope to achieve. Their clever plan seems to be cut off their own heads. Mr. McCarthy lost his job, but he rose in our esteem in recent days by the way he's handled the threatened coup. He put the country first on Saturday in refusing to let the plotters shut down the government for no good purpose at all. Then on Tuesday, he declined to ask Democrats for a power-sharing deal in return for votes to rescue his speakership. He put his party above his job, and his reward is that he's the first speaker ousted in history. The vote was 216 to 210. In retrospect, we refer to Representatives Matt Gaetz, Nancy Mace, Eli Crane, Andy Biggs, Matt Rosendale, Bob Good, Tim Burchett, and Ken Buck. They united with Democrats to topple a Republican speaker without a plan, a replacement, or even a policy goal in mind. 4% of the Republican conference trumped the 96% who voted to support the speaker. So how is it possible, if you have only 4% of your own caucus that is opposed to you, that you lose? Because every single one of the Democrats voted to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. Democrats decided not to assist Mr. McCarthy, and no doubt they are enjoying the Republican turmoil. Their decision, writes the Wall Street Journal, may have been made when Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said on the weekend that she would vote to oust Mr. McCarthy. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries would have jeopardized his own leadership if he had bucked the Democratic left. But Democrats may come to miss the former speaker. If the chaos lasts for some time and leads to government shutdowns or failure to pass aid to Ukraine, the next speaker might be weaker than Mr. McCarthy and even less willing to say no to the rejectionists. The ouster captures the degraded state of the Republican Party in this era of rage. So what do you do about an era of rage? There are people who are arguing in columns that Joe Biden is about to see his candidacy collapse. And so, at least it's argued, is Donald Trump. How, why, we'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
All across America.
Behold, in despair, the new master.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been ousted. That vote came despite a passionate plea from Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Tom Cole. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was evicted from her private Capitol office by the new Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry. Pelosi responded saying, with all of the important decisions that the new Republican leadership must address, which we're all eagerly awaiting, one of the first actions taken was to order me to immediately vacate my office in the Capitol. The former speaker said office space doesn't matter to her, but it seems to be important to them. UAW employees of Ford Motor Company say a 20% raise offered by the automaker is absolutely not enough. They want at least a 30% pay hike. Day two of former President Trump's civil trial is in the books. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, just sharing the thoughts of the Wall Street Journal, their editorial board, an editorial that they ran this morning under the heading, Republicans Cut Off Their Own Heads, which is exactly what they did by cutting off the one leader of the House of Representatives. And now they're talking about a duel for leadership between Steve Scalise, who is the majority leader of the House of Representatives, and Jim Jordan, who is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Of course, he wouldn't continue that if he became Speaker. There are other names that have come up, and one of those names is President Donald Trump, and he hasn't ruled it out that he would accept the Speaker's position. You do not have to be a member of the House to qualify for Speaker. If the Republicans want to do something very much attention-getting and very popular, they could elect Taylor Swift. I'm not suggesting it. I am not sure she shares a Republican or conservative point of view at all. But she's a skilled businesswoman. She would maybe help the House of Representatives run without the same kind of deficit that we have been experiencing recently. In any event, in the editorial in the Wall Street Journal, They say the ouster of Kevin McCarthy captures the degraded state of the Republican Party in this era of rage. Members in safe seats can fuel their own fundraising and careers by claiming to fight against all and sundry without doing the hard work to accompany what they claim to be fighting for. Mr. Gates is the prototype of this modern performance artist as he raises money for a potential run for Florida governor, which of course has nothing to do with the House of Representatives. As we went to press, the path forward for the House wasn't clear. North Carolina Representative Patrick McHenry becomes Speaker pro tem, meaning temporary speaker, per a list that Mr. McCarthy had submitted to the House clerk. But the search for a permanent speaker could be long and chaotic. Mr. McCarthy said last night in classy remarks that he will not run again. Other names will surface, but who in the world would want the chair knowing it comes with the constant peril of being ousted? Anyone courted for the position should refuse to accept without a change in House rules. So the support of at least 20 members would be required to vacate the Speaker's chair. The House majority can't be held hostage to the Jacobins on either side of the aisle. And that means no being held hostage by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ayanna Pressley. No being held hostage by them or by Matt Gaetz and Rosendale and Bob Good and Tim Burchett and Ken Buck and the other congresspeople. There are only eight of them. There are only eight. The point that they're making in the journal is if they had a reasonable requirement to actually vacate the chair, to vacate the position of speaker, and say it is 20 members. Well, it wouldn't require you get a majority of the members of the House or the members of your House caucus, but at least a significant portion, say 20 seats. And they wouldn't have never done it. They wouldn't have ever done it in this situation. They only got eight people to vote, eight Republicans to vote no, along with the 208 Democrats. To vote no on the speakership of Kevin McCarthy. They continue here by saying, meanwhile, the House is essentially frozen. The putative GOP majority is weaker, and its ability to gain any policy victories has been undermined. Oversight of the Biden administration will slow or stop. Republicans in swing districts who were vulnerable in 2024 will be especially wary of trusting the Gates faction, and regaining any unity of purpose will be that much harder. The crazy left and the crazy right are cheering, but no one else is. And that's a shame. This is audio of Mike Lawler, the fine freshman representative from New York State. He's a Republican from upstate New York, reacting to the interim speaker, Patrick McHenry, loudly banging the gavel after the House voted to remove Kevin McCarthy. Listen.
Patrick McHenry slamming the gavel with what appeared to be all of the energy in his body. You were in the room for that. I wonder if he symbolized the way you felt.
The only thing that I would have done differently is flung it in the direction of one person. Look, he absolutely epitomized the frustrations of the conference and the American people. This is not what they elected us to do, to squabble, to fight amongst ourselves. They elected us to govern. And
was that person
so we
from
need
Florida
to get,
you're
we
suggesting?
Need to get, oh, yeah, I would have hit him square between the eyes. But look, we need to get back to the business of the American people.
Okay, again, that's correct, it seems to me. And Lawler is exactly the kind of Republican you need in leadership. And Steve Scalise has a little bit of that reasonableness to him. I think that Elise Stefanik, who's also a member of House leadership, she's another representative from New York, it would be a less well-considered choice as speaker because she has shifted so much in her perspective, and clearly she has become a very, very enthusiastic supporter of President Trump and all things Trump. There is a actually a report in the press that the Republican Party, including leading candidates for president, like Nikki Haley, who has, by the way, taken over second place in the most recent New Hampshire poll with almost twice the percentage of votes of Ron DeSantis. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and very much Vivek Ramaswamy and, of course, President Trump have now all endorsed the idea of war with Mexico. Yeah, great idea. It's exactly what we need right now. What they're talking about is not a cooperative, not a joint attack on the cartels together with the Mexican government. And this, by the way, would be a good time to try to negotiate that because they're about to have a presidential election in Mexico. There's going to be a new president. They have a term limit in Mexico. You only have 1 6-year term, and then you have to go away as president. But the AMLO, the Andres Manuel López Obrador, the current president, leftist, is... his party may hold the presidency, but he won't. And so what a great time to work with the Mexican government on a joint attack on the cartels that are so terrible for Mexico. But to have bombing runs without the approval of the Mexican government, what assurance do we have that the Mexicans won't shoot at our planes? And where do we go from there? We will get to that and to more on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The ultimate gesture, shutting down the United States House of Representatives and sending out fundraising letters while you're doing it, when you have no path forward, when 96% of the Republican conference is against you. And yet just 4% are able to shut down the House and then fundraise off of it.
That's Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe. And look, he does raise a real question about how this may be very successful for fundraising for Matt Gaetz, but he certainly has, Matt Gaetz, produced anger on the part of just about everybody else in the Republican Party toward him, and the Democrats have no use for Matt Gaetz either. There's also fundraising, new fundraising letter from President Trump just arrived today, and it's addressed to your friend, and the heading is Trump, Make America Great Again 2024. And the president says, as the radical Democrats are forcing me to stand trial as a completely innocent man, I've had to listen to New York's Democrat Attorney General try and devalue my beautiful home of Mar-a-Lago by 99%. This is nothing more, says President Trump, than the continuation of the greatest witch hunt our country has ever seen. Worse than the Salem witch trials, which Bill O'Reilly is writing about in his new bestseller? Well, who knows? But while the Democrats attempt to strip me of my rights and my properties of their value, I'd like you to come see my home for yourself. At my next Mar-a-Lago reception to commemorate being nearly 1 year out from the most important election in the history of our country, and I'll let you be the judge of Mar-a-Lago's value. That's a clever approach. One lucky winner and a guest of your choice will be flown out to attend this special reception at the end of the month. And to really make it special, we'll even take a picture together and you'll get a MAGA hat signed by me. Your flight, your hotel, and your tickets to the reception will all be on me. All I ask is that you make a contribution of any amount to win back the White House and save our country in 2024 to be automatically entered to win. In other words, it's a lottery. So please make a contribution of any amount to make America great again, and you'll be automatically entered to win a trip to meet President Trump at Mar-a-Lago for a special reception on October 26th, contribute to automatically enter, and then you can contribute $24, get it 24 because the election is in 2024, or $250 or $100 or another amount, and you get entered into... Now, it doesn't say how many winners they're going to hand out to come check out the value of Mar-a-Lago all on your own. But I'm sure for something that is that priceless as that experience, that will... you can't really put a price on that kind of chance. There's also this Thomas Massey, who's one of the more interesting people in the House of Representatives. No, he's not running for Speaker, but he is the closest thing there is to an active libertarian in the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate, anywhere in Congress. And he works with his fellow Kentuckian Rand Paul, who represents some of the same Thomas Massey points of view over on the Senate side. And what he said, he made an interesting statement yesterday where he did not vote to depose Speaker McCarthy because basically he dreads what happens next. The results of all this chaos. And Thomas Massey said to Reason magazine, Libertarian magazine, in many ways, this is a referendum on whether the House is going to try regular order or not. Because the next speaker, if Kevin is deposed today, he was, is not going to say, oh, if only we had tried more regular order, this could have worked out. Massey said the next speaker is going to go back to the Old Testament. Now, what does he mean by that? He says that means we're going to devolve to the former method, which was an omnibus bill every year in gang warfare to try and get your thing in the omnibus bill. The difference between an omnibus bill and regular order is that right now they're still trying regular order, where they have 12 different bills for the different elements of government, and that you have to vote on those bills and go through the committee process and the amendments process on these separate bills. They've all run out of time and very regularly ran out of time working with those regular order bills. So they tend to go to omnibus, which is sticking everything, I mean absolutely everything, in one big gigantic bill. And as you know, they very often have thousands of pages in them. But then again, so does the Old Testament. It's pretty lengthy if you're reading the whole thing. That's Thomas Massey on that issue. Meanwhile, the Ari Fleischer, who is joining us later today, has said that the events of yesterday are problematic in terms of the Republican ability to govern. And there was a Fox News host who was pressing. We don't have that on tape, do we? We don't have the audio? Terrific. There's a Fox News host who was pressing Tim Burchett, who was one of the, I believe he's one of the eight members of Congress who are responsible for what happened. And he's talking about him praying over the outcome. Listen.
Are you happy following Matt Gaetz? Is that your leader?
I'm not following Matt Gaetz. I made my own decision. I didn't ask Matt.
But if Matt Gaetz didn't challenge, you wouldn't going to challenge.
Do what?
If Matt Gaetz didn't stand up, you weren't going to challenge. You know that.
I believe I would have.
Oh, come on.
And they're, well.
Please, you were praying about it 1 minute. The next minute you're going to lead an insurgency?
So you don't think that praying about it's important? Is that what you're saying?
One minute you're praying about how you're going to vote with Matt Gaetz. And the next minute you're going to lead an insurgency?
Listen, you got a predetermined answer to everything. I have an opinion
about what's going on.
Okay. Ari Fleischer, who is going to be joining us on the show later today, also straight up talked about the meaning of the vote yesterday. Listen.
I was at the White House when Senator Trent Lott and the Senate Majority Leader had to resign under pressure. And he was replaced, and life moved forward. The difference, though, was it was a much more unified Republican Party at the time. The Republican Party today just can't govern. Nancy Pelosi, with a 5-vote majority, she was able to govern. The Democrats have become the party of discipline, and the Republicans have become the party that lacks discipline. And the reason for that is this internal clash. You've got a Republican base that does want to shut it down, that does want to stop funds to Ukraine, that is angry, that wants to do something about the debt. So they cheer for Matt Gaetz because he's given them the speech they want to hear. But then when it comes time to vote, he cannot deliver the votes that he needs to get anything done. So there used to be a party called the Know-Nothings, and now I think Matt Gaetz is leading a party called the Do-Nothings, and that's where Republicans are.
Wow. The reason the Know Nothing Party was the nickname taken on by the American Party, the main issue for the American Party in the 1840s and 50s was basically to oppose immigration. And they were very, very concerned about immigration of Catholic immigrants from Bavaria, from southern Germany, and particularly from Ireland. And they were a super secret organization, and you were supposed to say, if somebody asked you, are you part of the American Party, I know nothing. And by the way, Abraham Lincoln was incredibly eloquent in condemning that party and what it stood for. But what does the Republican Party stand for, and what should it stand for, and where is it going? We'll be speaking to conservative legal expert John Yoo coming up, and to Ari Fleischer, former press secretary at the White House under President Bush, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.